News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. We thank Rob Center for being a fabulous producer all week long. Very much appreciated. And Matt Catrillo's doing something this morning, heating up breakfast sandwiches or something. I don't know, but he's busy today too. So we appreciate that. Well, we are going to be talking about championship wrestling today and great coaching, and we have an objective viewer who's going to tell us about that today as well. We're talking to some of the top wrestlers and the coaches in the Valley. Gage Garcia is here. He's 18 years old. He's a junior at the Southern Columbia High School, and he's a state wrestling champion. So welcome aboard, Gage. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
I do appreciate that. And as we're going to find out also, some of our star wrestlers, not only good when it comes to athletics, but academics. So maybe you'll be an outstanding young American. If you haven't already been, that's a designation you can enjoy coming up. Kent Lane is along, too. He's an assistant coach, former wrestler, too, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming on board. He's from Southern Columbia. Nate Schoen is here. He's another PIAA wrestling champion from the Selins Grove Area School District. And your grades are good, too?
Yeah.
They're all right. Okay. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Well, I appreciate you coming in, and thank you very much. Seth Martin is your coach from Selins Grove, and he's definitely knows what's going on over there. And Steve Williams joined us. He's our Matside Wrestling announcer. Avid wrestling fan, former wrestler. We did the mathematics, and it was a half a century ago that he was on the wrestling match as a wrestler. So, sorry, why could I not resist that?
My grades are good, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thank heaven. So you're a husband in good standing at home, and that's a good thing
to be. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I'll add it in. All right, well, let's go back to Gage and say, well, first of all, congratulations. Super job.
Thank you.
And what's your reaction? What are you thinking now that you're a state champ? How have you changed? Maybe that might be a good question.
You don't really change much. It's kind of relieving knowing I'm a state champ. The past 2 years didn't turn out the way I wanted them to, but getting a state championship, it's like a monkey off your back. So.
All right. Yeah, we just heard John Smoltz say that this week on the Dan Patrick Show. I am really glad that I just won one World Series. At least I won one. Well, you might have two because you're still in athletics. Yeah, you're all over the field. What did young Gage put into this year, Kent, that made this fall together for him?
He's a leader on our team. It's beyond just this year. He's been working at his craft his entire life since he's a young guy. And, you know, it's the culmination of all that hard work that takes you to a state championship in the state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, he's not a guy that we ever have to look at in the practice room or on the mat as far as is he doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing that and more.
Or slacking off on the sidelines, working the phone. That's not his thing. You know,
not Gage Garcia.
You don't have to worry about that. No, you take advantage of the time that you have. Just a little bit about your training. A lot of your training doesn't even happen at school. So sort of explain what you do to stay fit.
You know, practice, yeah, that's a big key. You got to go and work hard there. But you also got to do stuff behind the scenes that people don't really know about. I live on a mountain, so you do run in there and different things like that. Training at practice is part of it, but you got to do stuff behind the scenes to be able to be a champion as well.
All right, well, anybody can run down the mountain. I could probably run down the mountain. All right, Nate, tell me a little bit about what you do, your fitness activities to get ready.
Work in the weight room and then also go to practice a lot and grind when I'm in there.
Or you push hard in there?
Yep.
You're not off on the sidelines either, just playing with the phones. That's me doing that, I guess. All right. And you, other activities in sports and academics, sort of explain a little bit about your high school career.
I play football and baseball. Had a decent year in football, and then baseball's coming up again. It's a good, relaxing sport over, like, football and wrestling.
Yeah, those you're really going and going. All right, well, what's your reaction from being a state champion? Sort of explain what you've been thinking since then.
It's what Gage said. It's really off the mind now. Like, I'm glad that this season came to an end, and I'm ready for next season for sure.
All right, fantastic. All right, Seth, what did he do to get to that podium?
The biggest difference was his mindset. Between last year and this year, that was the main thing. This year he went into the state tournament. He wanted to win. He knew what he had to do to win. and he believed that he was going to win. And if you watched any of his matches, you could see that in the way that he wrestled and performed. There was no close match. And the only close period or two that he had was in the quarters, and it's because the kid didn't want to wrestle him. And as soon as Nate got a hold of him, he ended up putting him on his back, and that was it. So other than that, it was a very dominant run for him.
All right. Well, just a natural-born athlete, how do you describe Nate?
How do I describe him? He'll come at his opponent unlike most 220-pounders. His scrambling ability for somebody that big is not matched easily. You think you got him 1 second? I remember at the regional finals, he tried to throw Dorian Crosby and was on his back for a few seconds. I'm like, I think we'll be all right. I expected him to get off of his back. I did not expect him to get a takedown. Going from your back from a failed throw to get on top and get a takedown, it was like, I'm sure people were watching thinking, what was that? How did that happen?
What were you thinking, Steve, when you hear about that kind of thing?
I thought the same thing, because Dorian Crosby's been nationally ranked all season long. You know, that was a match I was looking forward to because it certainly let me know where Nate was at that particular point in time. I knew that he could beat him just in the fact that he had more motor than what Crosby had. But boy, when he puts him on his back, I thought,
this is trouble. But yeah. And tell me your reaction to seeing the kind of athleticism you saw this year in some of these wrestlers.
Well, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys that I've wrestled with in the years gone by. You know, a lot of people I've made friends with, and one of the things that we discussed is that in wrestling, the kids that are the champions now are so much better than they've ever been. Just in technique, you know, they're really reaping the rewards of a great college wrestling program in Penn State, and the technique is just amazing.
Coach, why is that? Where did this focus, where did that come from?
I think it's just a natural progression in the sport itself. You know, scrambling has become part of the sport, and, you know, you see it at the collegiate level, and it's matriculated its way right down into elementary tournaments. I watched the PJW Junior Wrestling Championships a couple weeks ago, and there were, you know, kids that are fourth, fifth, sixth grade scrambling like college guys wrestling, you know, in the biggest tournament for those guys in the state.
Well, I hear about elementary school wrestling, but that's part of the program, Seth? That's where it begins?
Well, yeah, you got to take care of your feeder program. Most of these kids that come out here and win a state title aren't starting in 9th or 10th grade and then winning a title in 12th. That doesn't happen too often. So you got to take care of the elementary wrestlers, and that can mean a lot of different things. Not just the wrestlers, but their parents as well. Make it fun. Keep them coming back. Having consistent quality coaches at that level that the parents and the wrestlers know, they trust, they know the procedures of how things need to be handled, and make sure that your events start on time. That is a big stressor for a lot of people. I mean, if you've ever been to a dual meet at the elementary level that's supposed to start at 1, and if 1:45 rolls around, and then JV matches start after that, they're supposed to start within 20 minutes, and looking at your watch 2 hours later. By the time that event is over, there are parents ready to choke somebody, and you can't really blame them. You got to take care of those kids down low, keep them coming back, because that's where your future champions come from.
Nate, what's your earliest wrestling memory back in elementary or even earlier?
Probably when I was like 8 and won PGWs. That was, or nationals back then. I don't even remember when that was. That was a while ago.
And did it ever cross your mind then, or was that a goal you set then? I'm just going to keep wrestling, and whomever comes at me from the other side, I'm going to try to beat them.
Well, of course, that's always the mindset. Yep.
Same thing, Gage. Early on, when did you start wrestling?
Probably, 6-7 years old. I actually lost my first match wrestling.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and then I ended up I couldn't tell you, a kid from Hazleton. But I ended up wrestling him at like a league tournament or something later in the year and pinned him in 12 seconds. So I kind of came back. But yeah, that's my earliest.
Steve, what do you think about all these guys?
I think it's great. You know, I know you're promoting them as championship wrestlers. What I see as I look across the table is a guy that wants to be a 2-time and a guy that wants to be a 3-time state champion. Yeah, they've got those medals that are hanging up on the wall right now, but they're looking forward to next year. They're not dwelling on this. They all had celebrations, and I'm sure those celebrations are over, and they're ready to get back at it.
All right, Seth Martin, coach, Sealand-Scoveria School District. An additional comment. What do you say when we sort of reflect on the hard work that these guys do?
I guess just that as a coach, it's very rewarding to sit back and watch one of your wrestlers reach their full potential. That it doesn't always end up that every wrestler reaches their goals. And Nate's goal was to win a state tournament. I knew he was capable of that. And to sit back Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the beginning of March, that was very rewarding for me just to see him fulfill his dream and fulfill his potential. And I look forward to watching it again next year.
All right, Nate, do you do that forward thinking about next year, thinking about football, thinking about, of course, you got baseball season underway?
I do. It's the plan, keep the train rolling.
All right, and so this summer you'll have a fitness regimen, you'll be working hard and working out and so
yeah,
on?
Yeah, in the football we go to the weight room about every day.
Okay, and how do you stay flexible? I know wrestling doesn't require just a strength.
Yeah, you always stretch out before anything you do.
Okay, and yoga, do you do any yoga or anything unusual? No, no ballet? Are we done with the kids that were doing ballet and that kind of stuff? Kent, you're running almost a dynasty up there. I mean, you send kids to states, you know, like I do newscasts. Just how do you do that?
Well, it wasn't always that way. It's just been a work in progress. I think integrating our elementary program right up through our high school, a lot of off-season stuff. We have our club that we run in the spring and the fall. And, you know, the guys just put the time in. And, you know, like Coach Martin said, it was nice to sit back and watch these guys go out and perform and be successful. They've put in a tremendous amount of time over their young careers it was well worth it.
All right. Gage, what are you working on as another year unfolds in front of you? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, the goal is to win the state title next year, but you just got to take one day at a time. I'm in track now, so I'm going to focus on that. Summer comes around, getting bigger, stronger, faster, just things like that. Just got to take baby steps.
And flexibility, you work on that too?
Yeah, stretching, stuff like that, but I kind of have to do more of that. I'm not extremely flexible, so there are things you can work on.
What should he do? Steve, what should he do?
That's good. Yeah, good. You know, elaborating on what Ken said as far as the off-season regimen, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that these two guys have known each other probably for a long time and have probably worked out.
Two champions.
Yes,
two.
Probably have worked out in either the Bucknell Wrestling Club or one of the off-season workouts that the local schools host, because they'll get kids from all over and they'll get them together. And that's really another reason why, you know, they talked about at the NCAA's why Pennsylvania wrestling is so strong, and that's why. We're not just, you know, Southern Columbia over here, Sealandsgrove over here, you know, all the different schools, they're all getting together and they're making each other better. So, you know, it's one thing to get out there and compete against another school and, yeah, you want to win, but ultimately you want that school to be good because they're going to make you good. Steel sharpens steel.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that kind of raises up the high tide, raises all ships. Steve Williams is a WKOK wrestling announcer, avid wrestling fan, and a former wrestler. Seth Martin's the coach of Sealandsgrove High School. Nate Schoen is a PIAA wrestling champion from Sealandsgrove. Kent Lane is an assistant coach in Southern Columbia. Gage Garcia is a wrestling champ from Southern. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.